Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Just a little history tidbit for you. I'm a big history fan, especially in the wartime and different things like that, but a little thing for you. A lot of people don't know this. This is actually crazy. Just amazing just what happens, man. In 1914, the World War I Christmas truce. Alright, here's the story for it. The year 1914 saw the Christmas spirit manifest itself in the most unlikely of all places, a World War I battlefield. Starting on the evening of December 24th, scores of German, British, and French troops in the Belgium laid down their arms and initiated a spontaneous holiday ceasefire. The truce was reportedly instigated by the Germans, who decorated their trenches with Christmas trees and candles and began singing carols like Silent Night. British troops responded with their own rendition of the First Noel. And the weary combatants eventually ventured into no man's land, the treacherous, bombed-out space that separated the trenches, to greet one another and shake hands. According to accounts from men that involved, the soldiers shared cigarettes and pulls of whiskey, and some exchanged Christmas presents with men they had been shooting at only hours before. Taking advantage of the brief lull in combat, some Scottish, English, and German troops even played a pickup game of soccer on the frozen battlefield. The truce was not sanctioned by the officers of either side, but eventually the men were called back to their respective trenches to resume fighting. Later attempts at holiday meetings were mostly forbidden, but as the war dragged on, the Christmas truce would stand as a remarkable example of shared humanity and brotherhood on the battlefield. Welcome back. Thanks for the word from our sponsors of Anchor. Well, if you are looking up and, you know, it's a quite, you know, bright moon tonight or something, just remember this back in little thing for you also here. I'm a big space fan, so here we go. If you're looking up at the moon tonight, remember in 1968, Apollo 8 orbits the moon, so literally in 68, this time, you know, somebody's orbiting the moon, looking back at Earth for on Christmas Eve. That's insane. So here's a little bit of story of it. It's part of the 1968 Apollo 8 mission. Astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and William Anders spent the night before Christmas orbiting the moon. The operation was originally planned to test out the lunar module later used in Apollo 11, moon landing in Earth's orbit, but when work on the module fell behind schedule, NASA ambitiously changed the mission plan to a lunar voyage. Apollo 8 went on to result in a series of breakthroughs for manned space flight. The three astronauts became the first men to leave Earth's gravitational pull, the first to orbit the moon, the first to view all of Earth from space, and all of the first to see the dark side of the moon. That's crazy. Apollo 8, perhaps best remembered today for the broadcast the three astronauts made when they entered the moon's orbit on Christmas Eve. As viewers were shown pictures of the moon and Earth from lunar orbit, Borman, Lovell, and Anders read the opening lines of the book of Genesis from the Bible. The broadcast, which ended with the famous line, "Merry Christmas and God bless all of you on the good earth," became one of the most watched television events and history. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great Christmas Eve. Wake up with joyful hearts, joyful happiness. Have a great, great rest of your night. And a happy Merry Christmas to you. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.